There are a lot of terms out there being used right now in the climate world. And one of them is this idea of having science-based targets. And usually what people mean by that is that, say, the Paris Climate Agreement has set a temperature threshold saying we want to avoid passing 1.5 degrees of warming, or we want to avoid passing 2 degrees of warming. And so a lot of people are saying that we need to base the targets, the emissions targets that individual countries have, based on what's necessary to avoid that level of warming. It's quite complicated to do in practice because science can give us an idea of how much the world has left to emit, how much carbon the world could burn while still having a good chance of it avoiding, say, 2 degrees of warming. That's still a range and an estimate. It's not a perfect number, but it can give us a range. And so it's a place to start with. But then to set a science-based target for an individual country or for a province or for a city or for a corporation, you need to decide how much of the world's carbon pie you get to eat. And there's no one, you know, there's no agreement on how to allocate the resources in the world. And there's certainly no agreement on how to do this. And so as a scientist, I like the idea of science-based targets. But in practice, it's actually much harder to do than people usually think.